Can we sort of go through those three categorizations of patients in terms of how you approach them technically a little bit more? First, the patient with the low-risk features.
Yes, low-risk features are, of course, PSA less than or equal to 10 nanogram per mil, Gleason score less than or equal to 6, and clinical stage T2B or less. Those patients with low-risk prostate cancer have to live a relatively long time to benefit from treatment. Observation is, of course, the best treatment for those men if they have life expectancies of less than 5 to 10 years. Young, healthy men are all equally well treated with either intensity modulated radiation, radical prostatectomy, or prostate brachytherapy. When I counsel those men, I talk to those men not about their cure rates, because the cure rates will be comparable for all three modalities, but rather I spend a much greater time talking about side effects and complications and what they could best live with in the worst case scenario.
I'm curious about the specific numbers you give them for various types of complications with those therapies.
For radical prostatectomy, we usually quote an incidence of incontinence of somewhere on the range of 8 to 10%, with most of that being stress. Gravity incontinence or being diaper dependent is extremely rare. After external beam, about a 2% chance, and following brachytherapy, about a 1% chance. So we're very confident we have a lesser incidence of urinary incontinence following brachytherapy. What we do have following brachytherapy, we have more irritative symptoms than what we would find after a radical prostatectomy.